This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Feared. No fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here on the Free Talk Live Network. We're finishing up our conversation, the final segment, with James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. When we get done with that, I'll introduce you to a good friend, Dr. Frank Tamburi, and you're going to get learnified on butch stuff. Well, you guys stay tuned right there. We'll get right to it right now. So what do you think there? They, them, those won't leave us alone. These different groups of consolidated of we got a bug for you to eat. You know, what is their intention? I mean, can you sum it up?
Well, look, I can't see into the hearts and minds of others, so I can only speculate as to the secret inner workings of people's minds and thoughts. But we can look at what is demonstrably on the record as to what they're doing to understand what it is they're trying to accomplish. And in each and every case, no matter what aspect of this overall agenda you're talking about, it is always towards the centralization of more and more power in fewer and fewer hands. So let's just look at the craziness of the past few years, the rise of the biosecurity state, and what is being offered as the solution to this. It's the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization needs more power to basically inflict its particular medical treatments on the world over in the event of the next scamdemic. And so how are they going to do this? Oh, of course, the WHO treaty, etc. That is why it's fundamentally, as you say, it's about the intention. Because if we know their intention is always, and in every case, to take more and more power into their fewer and fewer hands, then we know that every single problem that comes along is just going to be through whatever mental gymnastics they have to apply is going to be the justification for more and more power being centralized into fewer and fewer hands. Wow, who would have thought? Yeah. The answer to 9/11 was to give the CIA and FBI and the Homeland Security state even more power and money. The answer to a scamdemic is to give the WHO more power and money. That's what they will always do. And once we see that game, then we cannot be, we hopefully will not be fooled by the event of the next emergency crisis. Oh, we better give them more money and power. No, that's clearly what's leading us in the wrong direction. But only if we see their intentions and what they're trying to do.
Well, let's go ahead and discuss that for a second. The arguments that we would make against whatever the heck they were doing. We're going to go to war. That'll fix it. We killed just 5,000 terrorists. We're done. You know, like that, not going to create 500,000 pissed off people. But the we understand this. We can articulate it. Even in my lifetime, I've gone through, you know, freaking OPEC boycott, embargoes. We had Iran-Contra. We got Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City bombing, 9/11. You know, the TARP and the financial crash in 8 and what's going now. Yada, yada. I mean, you know, oh, my God. You know, plus war. So this has been, I feel, so manipulated, indoctrinated, and, you know, this, and of course, they use movies, entertainment industry, magazines, comic books. book, school, you know, that, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, during the 80s, and all you would see is the same five stories in the same order from each of the, I mean, oh my God, I get it. So as they're doing this again, do we really have the value of pointing out, no, they're thinking wrong, no, they're doing it wrong, no, they're lying, no, they're, as opposed to just emphasizing, you know, the support of the concept of freedom of the individual. No, we're not going to take mandates. No, we're not going to lock down. No, we're not going to. It's just non-compliance. And then kind of all that other information kind of comes out of it. I'm wondering if the tip of the spear, if the influencers were just to influence not complying just out of principle, I mean, got to tell you why, because there's a whole bunch of Corbett Report videos to tell you the backstory, you know, over here. I'm looking for non-compliance.
Well, do you think that would be psychologically effective?
I don't know.
On some people, sure. But on the general population, probably not. So in terms of the practical question of what we should be advocating and how, well, I'm not going to ever tell anyone how to do what, right. Do whatever you feel is going to work. But let's make this observation. H.L. Mencken, a century ago, the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. That's the game plan,
yeah.
To keep people in perpetual crisis mode, emergency after emergency. Oh, my God, it's the terrorists. Oh, my God, it's the virus. Oh, my God, it's whatever they come up with next.
What's next?
Oh, my God, well, how will we live? How will we live if the government isn't there to protect us? So I think the real way that we address this is the Thomas Jefferson idea of inculcating that yeoman farmer mindset. It is about self-sufficiency and independence to the point that you don't care what they are menacing you with. Oh, no.
And that's my point.
They're going to come get us. Well, we can take care of ourselves. We don't need your non-safety security.
Well, that's kind of my point. I mean, if we were to focus on that, which, you know, I'm wondering if my advocacy for occupying the land, and we're making a big effort. I mean, here we go. Okay, this is I've done a lot of these projects, and we've, you know, over the years and decades, and had a lot of influence on, you know, a lot of stuff. But this one, is it because, you know, that's what I want? You know, it's what I see. It's you know, for my family and my children and grandchildren, that I don't want them to fight this battle they can't even have in the land. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm going, yeah, or is it, you know, I'm seeing it as a real solution for pretty much it's whatever those want. You know, you got to go the opposite. I mean, gosh, you know, they're really coming after us. So if I was to advocate for that, just be more self-sustaining, you know, be more insulated from, you know, the central plans of be more. And as I go rural, in the last few years, we took time to go a lot more rural. We didn't hit the big cities. We went to the small towns and ranching and farming and logging and mining communities in opposition to vaccine mandates and lockdowns and all that kind of stuff and the Little Bus Liberty Tour. Now, the one thing that I really got from the ones that were closer to the land, the yeoman farmer, and the ones that lived off the land, the ones that got grounded, they actually had their knees and hands in the dirt or something, you know, there was something totally different about them. They were less fearful, didn't care, saw it as a bunch of dumb peasants of, we don't even want to, you know, chastise them because we don't care. You know, we're not involved in that. Let's know how it works out. And then they would start to sustain themselves with a diversity and variety of things that they made. All of a sudden, they're educating their own kids more. Yeah, if they weren't already, they're starting to make their own home hygiene products. They're canning their own food. They're growing more diverse products that they wanted to make sure they had. 3D printing starts to come. Desktop publishing. Little mills and lathes. I mean, oh my God.
Exactly.
We got it, man. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's put this in the 21st century context. Yeah. This isn't about being an 18th century peasant farmer necessarily. It's about using all of this, all of the fruits of all of this technological innovation for self-sufficiency rather than for dependence.
I'm starting to see that this is going to be my focus. We're up here talking to sponsors and supporters and people. We make it up here every summer to kind of get reconnected. And it is I don't think that everybody had seen it as clearly as I did, but it's becoming more and more obvious that our own self-sufficiency is what's going to save us. If we don't, if we can't, then you're dependent. You're looking for, you know, your bottled water at the next stadium during the next crisis of whatever the hell with your government cheese. I'll trade in my dollars for purple script digital money if I have to spend within a month that they gave me my universal basic or whatever with and I get a robot to, you know, take care of my and watch me and control me and knife me. I mean, it's becoming so obvious that if we don't stand up and be what a lot of cultures consider a human being, the goal was to be fully human, to maximize your capability to yourself and your family and your community, be an ad. That was the goal. Not what your bank account was, they take away anyway. You know, it is to be a human being. And I'm going, I wish to be more of a human being. I wish my children, my grandchildren, or my friends, family, that we can be more human beings. And when we come into these rural communities and you go to the weekend party, barn dance, 4th of July, sing and firework and have a good time, everybody kind of whatever, and oh my God, somebody prays. I mean, this has been, this is a solution. And this is what America, you know, kind of meant to me as a kid. And I could see it being, you know, stripped away intentionally. And that's a good question for James. And all your research, documentaries and things that you've done, it seems like America is the one under attack. You know, blah, 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 blah. We may be funding it. You know, we may be, you know, imperial war of they got us to do whatever the heck. But what really was under attack was our middle class, was the people. They all take away their resources. Thanks for, y'all in now? Well, it's all ours now. Thanks for playing, you know. So I get the impression that it's America that is under attack. And I just want to get your impression of that.
I think, in a sense, you're right. But we have to be careful about we and America and how we define these terms, because essentially what we are living through is what I think has always existed. There is an oligarchy that exists that is not, it doesn't conform to our nation state understanding. It's about the financiers and the people who really control the system from the bottom up. And they are the parasites that invade and occupy certain hosts in different eras. So, for example, during the time of the British Empire, you better believe the parasite was infesting the city of London. And in the time of the American Empire, you better believe it is infesting Washington. But part of the life cycle of the parasite is that it goes in, it invades, it conquers the host in the sense of, you know, there are certain parasites that can invade a host and then start to direct its, in, you know, the way that it acts and functions in order to basically feed the parasite. That's what's happening. But as soon it will expend that host and it will create all this problem. And then when the host is attacked and dies and breaks open, the parasite flees to wherever the next convenient host is. And so I think we have to see it in those terms. America, the United States of America, no, the geographical landmass of that we know of as America is being used as a host for the parasite oligarchs. Uh-huh. And part of their plan is to ultimately crash that against the system in order to create this bigger global regional governmental push. And they can't have that until America, the old version of America that you have in your head, until that is defeated, they can't have that their new system. Right. So, yes, part of the plan is to destroy this. And that's because it isn't America or Americans that are in charge of this. It is an oligarchy that does not care about your conception of America.
You know, this is one thing for people to understand. You look at the stock market keeps going up. Why? Silver and gold is still suppressed. Why? You know, and you sit there and you see, well, they're just pumping money into, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, whatever, straight from the Federal Reserve to go buy stuff. I mean, you know, it's just, yeah. You'll own nothing. and they'll have it, you know. This is, it's so obvious what's happening, but we, you know, just been asleep at the wheel. You know, we just pay our, into our 401k IRA, whatever the hell, and, you know, when it's time to get in, it's gone, you know. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of, even in the 90s, you know, a lot of good, you know, liberty community, libertarian friends of mine just liquidated everything, put the tax hit, and bought silver when it was $3 to $6, you know. Said, sure. I'll just sit on it and we'll see what's up. So it hasn't really been more than a wealth retention. You're beating inflation. If you, you know, played the stock market and you got out in the right time, you probably did well. But it really has just been a peace of mind. They just wanted to keep what they had. They had, you know, a plan. And I don't know what the best thing is, because we're so manipulated all the time. You know, it's not functioning rationally. So when you get land and you take care of yourself and you're self-sustaining, that's the real investment. The investment in your children's education, into their minds, into their Yankee ingenuity, freaking get her done kind of thing, and be of good character. By the content of their character will they be judged and be supported. So this is, you know, what's important, and they're trying to, with tech, big tech and social media and blue-faced kids running around, they're roadkill. They're not going to make it. And some of them will, you know, rise up, and the rest of them will just be protesting in the streets, want their next handout, you know? So yeah. I'm really encouraged by the things that I see happening for people of, I don't want to say the right mind, the correct, you know, the survival mind. I mean, I think they're going to make it, not be roadkill. But I think there's going to be blood. I think there's going to be, you know, there's going to be unrest. You know, what, before you go, I'd like to have you just comment on the news of what's going on in France now and around the world, and things are starting to fall apart. It's coming to America. Yeah. You know what I mean? What do you think?
I don't know, but wouldn't you say it's already there to a large extent? I mean, there's a lot of craziness that's going on in some of the cities, in San Francisco and
stuff
like that, but in Chicago, what have you.
If you take out the cities and their homicide rates and gun violence and all that, the major democratically run cities, it's almost zero. I mean, you know, violence in America is, if you didn't, you take these cities that run into the ground out of the equation, America's fine. You know, it's the people.
Then you still have the opium epidemic that's infecting rural areas and other.
Oh, they're coming for us, that's for sure.
Yeah. So there's problems, but and they are around the world. But as I say, I think it's part of the plan. Again, they cannot create a new system except from the ashes of the old. So they have to get rid of the old first. They have to crash it up. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the destruction of the prevailing post-World War II order. And it's, you know, in a sense, hey, I mean, isn't this what we want? We do want to change from the direction we've been going in, but in what direction is it, is that going to go in? Who's going to get to steer the wreck once it's, you know, once it's been smashed?
Does it need to be?
That's the real question. I think maybe we can talk about that next time.
Yeah, there's a, you know, I think next time maybe we look at, we'll talk about whatever's in the freaking news at the time 2 weeks from now, but there's a lot of secession talk everywhere. You know, counties in California, parts of Washington, Oregon, you know, the states of New Hampshire, Vermont, I mean, for various different reasons. This isn't working. We want out. Sure. Can we do that? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It was called Grant versus Lee. They you know, think they decided it for you. But this has been a good conversation. I'm glad we brought this up, because my whole thing has been that the purpose of government is the defense of the individual rights. I mean, if it doesn't do that, then what the hell is it there for, you know? And can you have a government that would maintain that ideology? Is it even possible? And not yet. I mean, you know, not so far. But I see the more rule and more separate you are and more outside and the smaller government is, the more freedom you have, the more prosperity you have, the more happiness you have. That pursuit of happiness thing is in direct relation to how much government you got to deal with. You know, and you don't have a permission slip mentality or got to get, you know, permits and, you know, permissions and everything from all these bureaucrats and so on. you just make most with what you have, and it's awesome. America became powerful for a reason. You go on either side of the border, certainly you go down to Mexico, to the degree that the individual's property and rights are protected is directly related to the degree of prosperity they have. Boom, end of story. So where are we trending? Not well. You know, and I encourage you, CorbettReport.com, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, report.com. Many documentaries there. He's famous and infamous with all the bad guys. That's good. You're in good company. But he has a lot of information that I know we'll be highlighting in the shows in the future. But thanks, James, for having this conversation with me. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Peace, brother. Bye.
Take care.
Another great conversation with James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. I will spend time in the future on many of his documentaries that you need to go watch. You want to get up to speed? I tell you, I do this with a lot of friends and family and audience members and readers of our site, FreedomsPhoenix.com, Freedom with an S, Phoenix.com, that we started back in 2005. I started doing radio in 2003 in the Phoenix area, and February of 2003, before the land invasion in Iraq. And I've been a libertarian activist for, God, since the early 90s. I came across the truth as a young man, 28 and 88. And my family and I just got, you know, exposed to a bunch of corruption. And we'll talk about that in the future, I'm sure. But the activism that we did really got us straight up against the evil that surrounds us, and it is evil. You know, they try to tell you there isn't evil, there's evil. And these people, they lack any empathy. They have no sympathy. They're sociopaths, psychopaths, and power attracts these sorts. And there's a lot of experiences that we have that I'm sure over the years we'll share with you. But you can find a lot of our perspective on freedomsphoenix.com that's been around, God, since 05. So we've covered a lot of things. We do a lot of activism. A lot of people around the country and world know who I am from the Ron Paul Revolution. The Ron Paul Revolution logo, those of you who are familiar with it, Revolution has love spelled in reverse in there. That logo we created and popularized the spontaneous order around the rhetoric and liberty stance of Ron Paul. But it was just an example of the spontaneous order of the people. Now, since then, we've seen it several times before in Brexit, and MAGA, and support for Donald Trump, and it's the opposition to this globalization of control for the future. And I have 4 children and 12 grandkids, so I'm in for the long haul. Now, we have a lot of programs that we're starting, that we're doing, that we're working on, and the newest one in development now is OccupyTheLand.org. Now, we just started that. Haven't even finished the web page yet, but OccupyTheLand.org. You can go start checking it out and see what's up. Now, I'm going to introduce you to Dr. Frank Tamburi, that was a big Ron Paul supporter, but he wanted to come on 8 years ago in the summer of 15 because Donald Trump went down the escalator. Well, what shall we talk about? Well, you'll find out. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. A new report claims President Biden has a short temper behind closed doors. Citing current and former aides to Biden, Axios is reporting the president has a short fuse and is prone to yelling at staff while using profanity. The outlet reports some aides try to avoid meeting alone with Biden. President Biden began his five-day European trip Monday, meeting with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles in Great Britain. He's now in Lithuania for the two-day NATO meeting, where Ukrainian membership will be discussed.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent, as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Support for Ukraine as Russia's invasion continues and membership for Sweden will also be discussed. More than 100 million people have signed up for Threads, Meta's answer to Twitter, in less than 5 days. The staggering numbers make the social media app the fastest-growing online platform ever. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. What we're going to do is I'm introducing you to Dr. Frank Tambury. Now, this first segment is going to be mostly me, you know, kind of laying out what we're going to be talking about and getting you up to speed on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. But once you turn Frank on in the following segments, it's all Frank. And you'll get a good dose of the news and what. And there's so much in this episode that we're not going to be able to get it into how I'm going to edit this. I have no idea, but all of it's just really good stuff. And you go to freedomsphoenix.com. At the top right of the site, you'll see Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock, and they'll take you to the show archive page, and you can select the full show there. Now, I'm going to do my best to give you a really good essence of the things that we cover and what we see is coming and the perspective of Dr. Frank. So go ahead and just relax, and here we go.
When you're always afraid, step out of line, the man come and take you away.
Dr. Frank Tambury, Trump Report, which is, I don't know, how often do we even talk about Trump? You know, this is a, you know, interesting conversation. It's, you know, 4th of July has started, you know, and come and gone. Grandkids have been up here. They're, Rhea, my oldest daughter, and my youngest child daughter, Sierra, and they had two kids each. You got two sons, Sierra, a boy and a girl. They're all about, yeah, the same age. The youngest, Leo's like three, and we have up to 11 years old. And this is 4th of July up in the woods, small town, hot dogs and fireworks, and, you know, they just having a great time, doing a lot of lake and river and super vacations. And my oldest daughter took on, you know, they were inspired by Donna and I traveling the country in the Love Bus. They got a really nice top-of-the-line big fifth wheel and an F-350 to pull it around, and they are just touring the country. They get a dose of, man, you get a, you know, 9-11-year-old out, that perfect time for that. I mean, they actually, like, listen to you sometimes. But, you know, this has been a lot of fun, but it gives you a fresh perspective in a small community, rural ranchers, farmers, on the land people that, with their, you know, big families of having, you know, 10 kids and so on. And it's been, America. And when they were doing the fireworks, they had music at a boombox, you know, in the background playing, somebody had, and you had dozens of kids and people watching fireworks. They spent like $1,000 on fireworks and just, you know, go to the local firework place and put on a show. Well, what happened is they're playing Proud to Be in Market, where at least I know I'm free. Now, as a kid, and you're getting, you know, you get that feeling, you're, you don't know really what's going on. You don't know that we're, you know, on the edge of thermonuclear war with Russia, which you just had. I think it was Lindsey Graham. I was going to play it, but, you know, Micro Sucks update. So that's why we're starting late is, oh my God, you know, it has been a thing, you know, with, Microsoft updates. That's why we went on the bus, the whole studio, we went Linux because of this very reason. It's just been a pain in the butt. So you know that more than they're just downloading, they're uploading all your data. And, what have you been doing for the past month, Ernie? You know, that kind of thing. And, no, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong, you know. But the, to have the information that as adults that we know, and how much do you share with kids? You know, probably, you know, not much, but you want to make sure they got the skills and the perspective to be able to survive the world that may be a coming here directly. And, you know, I'm, of course, at blah, 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 it's going to turn into a food thing. But the why and what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, what they came out. Two congressmen come out and they say, or Senator, what is Lindsey Graham? He's a congressman or a senator? Senator Graham, they're senators. And they came out and they said, if Russia uses any kind of a nuclear device, tactical, you know, blow up a reactor, does something in Ukraine, you trigger war with NATO. If your tanks come into Poland, trigger war with NATO. If you, and we're going to have war with NATO, Russia, NATO. And I'm going, you know, and we've been building up for the past week or so that, you know, there's some like explosive devices going on the cooling towers of the nuclear power plant. So they're doing it. I believe they're setting up a false flag, and they're going to set up some kind of triggers that they'll get them involved in this thing, and then they're going to do it. You know, because they need to, they have to do it because the finances is going to go. The economy is going to take a dump. They need to go to central bank digital currencies. By the end of the month, July, they're already going to have central bank digital currency as exchange between banks. And from there, it'll go to retail. Here it comes. So everything that we've been talking about, you know, on Freedom's Phoenix, on Declare Your Independence, on this show is, you know, here we go. And then amongst all that is all the cultural stuff that from outside and within, you know, eating out the substance of America. So we'll get into that too. So I'm just, and then we have a lot of, you know, the bombs at the movies. They're just, nothing's doing nothing except here comes two things. One, Indiana Jones sucked so much that Sound of Freedom about child trafficking outdid him in the box office, which is a Christian thing. I just saw, got a communication that Sounds of Freedom, they're making it available to watch online in some way. I didn't even look at it. I didn't have time to look and see how to do that because we're up in northeastern Washington. You got to go freaking, you know, 2 hours, you know, hundreds of miles to go see it, and we'll see how that goes because we definitely want to see it. Also, Tom Cruise unwoke whatever Mission Impossible thing, it's going to be blockbusters, just like, you know, last summer when they did, it was a year ago we were up here, our host and I, a friend, we went to see Top Gun, Maverick, and that was refreshingly, you know, not in-your-face liberal tram, whatever the hell, you know, and I'm just like, it shows that people will go to the movies if you're there to entertain them, wow them, you know, and I don't need that many special effects. I mean, seriously, give me a good movie. So there's something going on, and what's happened doing the Trump report with Dr. Frank Tamburi, a good friend in Arizona, we have been pretty much track on all of this stuff behind the scenes, the psyops, the false flag, the, you know, narrative coming out of Washington, BS, and the attack on any dissent. If you showed up at January 6th, you got hundreds and hundreds of people being tortured in jail right now. You got, they're going to go after Trump. They want to get some. I don't know what the heck they're going to wind up getting him on. But if he's on the ballot, I think Trump's going to win, and they know it. So they have to stop him. Well, then who's going to replace? They sure as hell don't want RFK Jr. coming up calling BS on pharma. Hell no. Pharma runs the planet, you know, along with big energy and big government. Big want to explain it to you. So this is really, you know, an interesting time. Now, something I don't think Frank knows, before we get Frank on here, I got to give you some update. You ready, Frank?
Yeah, can't wait.
All right, this is what's going on. Free Talk Live with the Crypto Six, they went after Free Talk Live, LRN owners, all the, you know, Ian Freeman and a few others, well, his co-host, Aria and everything. Aria just went into jail last Tuesday. Well,
and by the way, just for the audience, newcomers, Freedom's Phoenix was hosted through Free Talk Live years ago. So we were part of that. Yep.
What do you mean hosted?
Well, didn't we? I thought we were broadcast through them before.
No, we do on LRN. They're now, no, we still are. We're on LRN.FM network and Liberty Talk and, you know, some pirate stations and some other affiliates. So I don't know, man. It's out there. But we're on a couple of networks, of which one of those is LRN. So,
gotcha.
And then, of course, we have our own stuff. But the what happened is Free Talk Live is, you know, 7 days a week, you know, 9 to midnight Eastern time. They, you know, 7 days a week. Now, they're so embroiled in this that they're starting to, you know, pull back. And but they didn't want to give up their time. So what they did is they asked if I would do, you know, at least one day. I didn't want to, you know, I mean, God, man, I got enough to do. But so what we decided is that this coming Monday, we start broadcasting at least 25 to 50 affiliates, and we'll be on the Genesis Network, and Declare Your Independence is, you know, going on some Terran stations. So they're going to get a dose of Frank, you know, and we'll see where that goes and how. I don't want to get too much of a time commitment on this because we got to occupy the land that's coming. And a lot of you guys go check out. We're starting to put the pieces together on occupytheland.com. org. This is going to, we've been working on our funding, our the technology, getting everything ready to avoid exactly what happened today. We did the whole studio that we have set up on the Love Bus to Linux. Now, we did this in our studio in Phoenix, you know, for just this reason. Right before you go on or you want to do something important, or you're going to, boom, massive, you have to updates of 15 gazillion computers and everything, and it takes like half a day, and it's bad. Screw it. I want all Linux. Well, I have this mobile system here while I'm in Washington for the next couple of weeks. This is, you know, the Windows, whatever the hell next is. And it's being a pain in the butt. But what we're making sure to have some continuity and reliability as we go to Linux. Now, we also have a bunch of our servers and our IT guys, because we have our own servers and, you know, in-country, out-of-country, back up across the pond. No, I don't trust these guys. The IPFS stuff is really starting to take off. Other content providers, our creators are embracing that also. We have all of our MP3s before they went to MP4, you know, video. They have a bunch of graphics that we gave them. They're turning a bunch of our MP3s into MP4s and start platforming them all over the place. So this is automation and stuff we've been working on for several years in anticipation of what's happening right now. And it's just started to come together. And all of a sudden, this opportunity to go on, you know, dozens of Terran stations, okay. But we're not going to do it live. We're going to do take this show edited along with you know, James Corbett I did yesterday and some other stuff that I want to make sure we get in. It'll be a 3-hour segment that we'll do once a week on Monday nights that'll broadcast on Terran Radio. So just FYI, so we got to clean up our language, man. You know, I just, you know, I'll be editing all day, you know. So I'm like, you know, how can you? Yeah, you know, we got to clean up our language. We were free there for a while, but the
thanks, Ernie.
So FYI, but the so that's kind of the update on what's going on. Justin Olson from Autonomy's been up here with me, and we're working on the websites. You know, for Occupy, we're getting ready to when I go back to Bangor, Maine. Don and I'll fly back there in the middle of July. I think the 19th, 20th is when we're going, and we'll get back there and we start building the equipment for making it a lot faster and easier for our build in Arizona. We get back, you know, probably October, late September, October, and then, you know, we pull the trigger on land that we're looking at. And I haven't been in a big hurry because it's dropping in price. You know, silver is going to shoot up. Crypto already has. Bitcoin Cash went from 97 to over $300 in a couple of weeks. And I'm like, woo, okay, there's that. So this has been what scared me today, and I share this stuff. I didn't plan on sharing all this with you because it really wasn't quite time, but it's this false flag threat I feel is coming for Ukraine. They need us to get in to a war. They need a mushroom cloud. They need a justification, and they'll create it if they have to go after Russia. What they don't anticipate is what kind of response there might be. And this brings back, I'll end with this, and we'll turn it over to Frank and get us caught up. But there was a movie called Fog of War. And what it was a documentary on Robert McNamara, which used to be Secretary of Defense under JFK and Lyndon Johnson. And he was one of the brainiac kids from World War II, crunch the numbers, and we're going to do some ass-whipping kind of thing. And he's a real smart guy, but, you know, if you don't have freedom philosophy, what good does that do you? But there was a movie done on those times, and they didn't mention that. Right after that, he went to be head of the World Bank. Yeah, I kind of forgot that part, you know. But in there, there were things that were very interesting that he went and met with the head general at the time during the Vietnam War, you know, later went and talked to them, and he went to Cuba and had a meeting with Fidel Castro. What came out of it, the Cuban Missile Crisis, he asked him, and he goes, if you would have had the nukes there, would you have used them against us? And, and then, of course, you would have been obliterated. When he goes, oh, no, I don't think you didn't know? We had the nuclear weapons. They were armed. I did tell Khrushchev to use them. Screw you guys, man. Freaking take out Washington, do it. And he goes, not only did we have them, I told them to do it. But what would have happened to Cuba? Yeah, I've been blown up. Don't care. Screw you guys. Okay. So that, you know, through Robert McNamara, you know, back in the, what the crap? It was negotiation between JFK and Khrushchev, because JFK had a bunch of generals they wanted to go to war. Khrushchev had a bunch of his guys they wanted to go to war. It's going to happen. So when Trump was in there, and he and Putin, they were kind of doing the JFK-Khrushchev thing. Hey, man, do we really got to do this kind of deal? Well, they wanted to get rid of these guys, get damn peacemongers. We got to get some warmongering going on. So we almost went to nuclear war with the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Cuba had the nukes, and Fidel Castro wanted to use them. Watch the movie, the documentary Fog of War, from the mouth of Robert McNamara, which was Secretary of Defense at the time. I got clips, you know, that I could use on this if I had my system on the bus. But I tell you, Fog of War was a documentary. It didn't get a lot of play. They didn't want, the only reason it was a big movie night that we made out of it on Freedom's Phoenix and so on, that it was, you know, pumped, you know, through during the Bush administration. They definitely wanted to, you know, make a big deal. Oh, the war. And then when Obama gets in, what war? You know what I'm talking about. So this is, we are on the edge of this. And you want to see how it turns into a food thing? Yeah, set off a nuke and see what happens. Especially now that they bombed the crap out of the breadbasket of Ukraine, which supplies an enormous amount of grain. Now, one other thing, there's a gentleman named James Patrick that we interviewed. I met at an Acapulco a couple of years ago. He did the movie Lockdown, Planet Lockdown. And we featured that and worked with that, and he did help to promote that. And he's got other movie. And we have a friend that is a producer that had worked on Vaxxed and Plandemic and a bunch of these other things. And I hooked her up with him, and they're were pushing that. And now they got a new movie coming out, you know, the something nitrogen, whatever, I can't remember what it's called, but it's on the Dutch farmers and them taking their land from them and stopping production of food out of the Netherlands. A lot of people don't know the Netherlands is the primary food source for Europe. They just, man, they got it going on, and they bought some farmland, and they're just, you know, getting on it. They go, oh, no, we got to shut down the farms because we got to shut down the farms. And they want to do the same thing with the U.S., and they're blaming nitrogen, you know, fertilizers or whatever. This is guaranteed that they want a great reset, and they're doing everything they can to great reset it. They may not reset the way they want, you know, but they're going to gamble and try anyway because they believe they are in positions of power to do so. And the real power always is general public opinion. How many guns does the world have? They're all in America, you know. Which is one final thing for Frank. You'll like this. I just got an email from, telegram for a listener, Sean, and, architect on Occupy the Land. And I'm going, so he always sending me good stuff. It is a copy of a letter from, the city of Phoenix. And what it says is that the city of Phoenix, they are, here it goes. City Council formal meeting report, blah, blah, blah. Firearms transfer agreement ordinance, yada, yada, yada. The city of Phoenix has approximately 500 to 800 firearms that they have, you know, through, I don't know, crimes, confiscation, whatever. And it used to be that they'd put them at auction and you would bid on them individually. In the 90s, you'd just go in and you'd be, okay, I want that, I'll pay $500. They'd make a lot more money for it. And it went to purchase ammunition for firearms training for the police. So their ammo is paid for by guns that they had confiscated for whatever reason, or the trial came and went, and what do they do with this gun? Well, then they were putting them back in, you know, people auction on. Well, then they freaked, oh, no, you can't do that. You'll get more guns back into the public, and that's bad. You know, so they stopped that. But first what they did is they took them in big lots. There had to be at least $10,000. It was $5,000 worth and $10,000 worth, or so many guns or whatever, and big FFLs, you know, big gun dealers would only be buying them, as opposed to making more money when they auction them off individually. So it wasn't the money thing, it's a control thing and who got it thing. Whatever. So we, as Second Amendment is for everyone, safe, you know, safegunowners.com.org, you know, we were all over this stuff. Well, what happened is they started melting them down, and they made a big sculpture downtown in the city of Phoenix and were melting down guns and whatever during the Clinton administration. So now what they've done is that they are going to take them and transfer them to Ukraine. They're taking American firearms, the city of Phoenix, and they're doing transfers of firearms from here and giving them to Ukraine. And I'm going, you know, it never stops. And this is going to be done, you know, by many other cities and so on. It's going to see, will transfer to the national police of Ukraine. There won't be any corruption there, you know, pinky swear. So this whole thing, we are at a world war right now. This is coming, it's happening, it is this slow burn Cold Warm War. I mean, you got a Cold War and a hot war. It's kind of warm, but they're turning up the flame on it. And you, and every city and every place around the country, I want to know how many more of these there are. Now, the city of Phoenix has been, you know, this is just another Democrat. Hey, remember when we, during the Clinton administration, yeah, let's do that and send the guns to Ukraine, because they were sending them to the furnaces before to make some kind of big sculpture art thing downtown. So this is just a sign of what's to come, and why not a chance in hell that they can allow anybody other than their selection during this election process of some Democrat that they want to have win of something, and they're still sticking behind Biden. Are you kidding me? So, I thoughts on all that, Frank?
Wow.
Yeah,
well, I'll
wow.
tell you what, if you haven't made me pessimistic about the selection or election, you certainly make the point.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.